This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. Happy New Year to you all. First of all, hope you had a blessed Christmas. I am ready to go for 2021, and I am here with some breaking news to start. This has been fact-checked. Every legislature has vetted this. Every court has vetted this. And the Congress is about to vet this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
2021 will be better than 2020.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So, having said that, we've got a tough week ahead. Probably the most consequential in our nation's history. But that sounds like hype. But I'd say, for my lifetime, no doubt. No doubt the most consequential week. And I'd say top five in history, maybe top ten. I don't know how many times in history somebody could look this up. We go into January not knowing who the president's going to be. That's pretty rare, right?
Yeah.
As designed by the founding fathers, because that's no way to run a country. But the legislatures to date have blown it, and the Constitution says they're the first line of defense on elections. They've blown it. So let's be mad at them first. But we don't live where they screwed it up. We do it better than they do. So, well, Minnesotans, you might live where they screwed it up, because I'm still not convinced Minnesota wasn't wrongly decided as well, although it is tougher to prove because the gap's so big. But you start doing, just take one allegation. Every Trump vote counted 0.9, or whatever the number was. Every Biden vote counted 1.2, say. I don't remember the numbers, but there is an allegation that the voting machines can do that, and they're smart enough not to do it everywhere, to just do it where they need them. So there's really about seven hot spots, and it's not even all of Georgia, it's Atlanta. It's not even all of Philadelphia, or rather Pennsylvania, it's Philly. You follow where I'm going on this? Leah, does that make any sense? So Minnesota could have been off, and the others. But long story short, it doesn't matter now. Today it doesn't matter. It's a screw-up, and you know, scholars will figure it out and books will be written about it. Let's go to the next screw up. The courts. Because they get all of the, I guess, opportunity or place to say if the states screw up and they come up with an outcome that somebody challenges, then the courts say yay or nay. So far the courts, I don't know the exact percentage, but I will tell you it is the overwhelming majority have punted. It's a term I use, punted. They have declined these cases on procedural grounds, meaning you don't have standing, so I'm not even going to look at the smoking gun you're holding. Come back with standing, and I'll look at the smoking gun and tell you yay or nay the guy did it. So, legislature screw up, court screw up. Now, this very untasty sandwich. What do you guys, Todd, the radio god Mitchell is back, and we're going to get you a little health update on Todd in 1 second here. Probably the most important thing we'll do today. But when a sandwich is really bad and someone hands it to you, what name do you have for it, Kevin?
I don't know.
Todd, how about you?
Larry was in here trying to get the update on my my fun from the day after Christmas.
All right, tell him to listen to the radio, and he'll know in a second.
I just told him.
Okay. Tell him to listen to the show. Here's the question I asked for you. Somebody hands you a sandwich.
Yes.
And it's a really bad sandwich. It, like, stinks, and it's awful. And you have to take a bite of it. What do you call that sandwich? What's the name you have for that sandwich?
I can't say that on the radio. Nice try. Yeah.
What does it start with?
I haven't lost that many brain cells. I know S. I lost a lot.
Yeah, it starts
of them,
with an S. Kevin got it. So anyway, the Congress has been handed that sandwich from the legislatures and the courts.
It's a Shinola sandwich.
And there's not a lot of easy ways for them to fix it. So let's be respectful of what they are having to deal with. On the other hand, in a way they work for you because you hired them, you sent them there. And when they took an oath, they didn't necessarily take an oath to you and I. They took an oath to the country and to the Constitution, which I think are two pretty important things. So my mission is to align what they are thinking with what you're thinking. You both are right. But there's got to be a way to turn the temperature down on all of this. Some people are of the belief that the evidence has not been proven. I don't agree with them. I believe in my heart of hearts, Donald Trump, if Arizona had done this right, Georgia had done this right, Pennsylvania had done this right, Michigan, Nevada, keep going down the list, Wisconsin, that's about it. If they would have fairly counted every legal Trump vote for Trump and every legal vote for Biden, Donald J. Trump would be the person that would win Wednesday in this joint session of Congress that happens every 4 years, and he would have been inaugurated on January 20th. I know that the vast majority of our audience feels exactly the same way. So the challenge for all of us is to convince people who think, and by the way, there's a lot of this thinking in Congress right now, there's not enough evidence. You've not proven anything. You've brought me a whole ton of, allegations. You've brought me a whole ton of, and by the way, they've come in a torrent, which they also do in a stream. One of my favorites is in Pennsylvania, enough ballots in a semi coming from New York to Pennsylvania. Why would New York ballots come to Pennsylvania? Didn't need them in New York, needed them in Pennsylvania. Were they fake? I don't know. U.S. Government employee, a postal service worker, says this happened. Contractor says it happened. And I don't know, other than reading it on Facebook, whether it's true or not. Why isn't that person in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday for the joint session of Congress? Another one, the voting machines. I don't know. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is convinced there are not enough data points in the forensic analysis that has been done to date about the voting machines to prove anything. He says, great allegations in a summary, no data points. So I can't take that as a piece of evidence. So I reached out to Congressman Armstrong on actually Senator Kevin Cramer's suggestion and said, what are you doing about that? You don't think you have enough data points. What are you doing? He said, we've asked these folks to get us the data points and back up their claim. I said, okay, could you let me know when you get that? I'd like to have you on and talk about it. I don't know how long ago I could look on my phone, but it was probably 3 weeks ago at least, and I've not heard from Kelly Armstrong since. He's busy. He's overwhelmed. He's angry at everybody from President Trump because, while they're trying to fight for him, they're also getting thrown under the bus on some things like the National Defense Authorization Act, which I get. But my deal is, look, I mean, the president can veto. It's in the Constitution. So don't blame him for using his constitutional right. And I get it, ruined their Christmas and ruined their New Year's. And that's no small thing. People should be back with their families to be grounded and get a sense of what people are thinking and feeling on the ground. But the easiest, simplest way I can say this right now is it's time for everybody to put their big boy panties on and for the ladies to put their big girl panties on and just fight through this.
Making an admission about what you wear?
Well, I've got boxers on, but they're not panties. But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm getting at. This is about.
We never knew that about you, but.
This is about resolve. This is about resolve. This is about, okay, breathe, breathe, breathe. Let me get through this. My quick analysis for you right now, because I know about 80 to 85% of our audience right now is ready to call and literally, figuratively, rip off the head of Kelly Armstrong politically because of his announced no vote on all of this over the weekend. I am not in that category yet. For one, he hasn't voted yet. So there's still time to help him understand why you feel as strongly as you do. There's still time for him to come on this program and tell me the data points or anything else that has led him to be suspicious of the evidence. There are a lot of good people, I'll repeat the word good, that I trust, character, integrity, as much love of the Constitution as you and I have, that believe this is over. And all we're doing is creating further damage by fighting, screaming at each other because, as Kelly Armstrong said, our congressman from North Dakota, in a press release this weekend, there is zero, and I think he put zero in caps in the press release, which they never do. I do that. when I'm asking somebody I love to know how important I think this is. I use caps, but he's shouting, there's zero chance. We prevail. We, as in those of us that believe Donald Trump had an election stolen from him. It's hard to convince somebody to do something different when they see it as a zero chance. But every one of our listeners, I believe, should also put on the big boy panties and fight this. Maybe it's big boy pants and girl panties. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. The big boy pants, whatever. And Todd will figure that out during the break.
It depends on your audience, but...
Right, yeah. Yeah, good point. I think most of our audience, it's sort of, you know, big boy pants and, you know, the ladies' big boy pants. But my point is, we've got to do the same thing and be smart about this and figure out to engage in a way that makes sense. I know a lot of you are going to Washington, D.C. We're going to give you some information about where we'll be there, because we will be there, because you can't be there. Myself, Kevin Flynn. Kevin's never been to D.C. before, he told me.
I have not. Are you kidding?
No.
I'm excited. To 14th Street late at night sometime.
No. We got work to do. Anyway, your calls when we come back, and we're going to check in with Todd for a health check. Coming up.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by MyPillow. And my wife and I both enjoyed the use of our MyPillow robes this weekend as we were going to and from the hot tub. And she commented again, she's just like, this is the towel. I don't need a towel if I've got Mike's robe on. Because, in Mike Lindell, the MyPillow robe, because it acts as a towel and the robe. That's how plush and thick they are with all, Vince Wepker and I were in the sauna. I was in the sauna last night for the first time in a long, long time. You'll hear the commercial soon. Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. He had a robe that was like a, I think it was an endless pool robe that he'd gotten from a vendor. And he said, look at this. This is all like, I don't know. It's plush, but it's like too oily, what I mean? So it doesn't absorb anything.
Kind of waxy.
It was like sticking to him.
Yep.
And mine was like a towel. It was drying me off. So we did some commercials in the sauna last night. I hope you love them because they were kind of fun. I've never taken a phone into a sauna, but I actually did, and it worked. But anyway, you can get those pillows from Mike Lindell right now at an incredible offer. If you go to Target, Walmart, you're going to buy a robe from anywhere from $30 to $40, and the crap. Kind of like a crap sandwich. We decided we're going to go, Todd, what did we say we're going to do?
Is a better idea. I like that idea.
Is anybody
we know the word, and you can use the word in your own conversations, folks.
Right.
Yeah. We shouldn't.
And do you think people are offended by the crap word for a crap sandwich? No?
I'm sure some are, but I think they'd rather live with that word than...
We're going to go with that until we have a majority of our listeners who say don't use it, and Todd will give me the buzzer at that point. But anyway, the robes you buy everywhere else are not good. I'll just say that for right now. And the robes you get from him are going to be about, with the promo code SCOTT, $99 robe. You get it for $69, $60, maybe less with discounts and promo codes and stuff you'll find at MyPillow.com. So I know you know this, but support this good patriot. And you're supporting a lot of good efforts. He's at this moment, this very hour, Mike Lindell, meeting with Sidney Powell, General Mike Flynn, and a group of senators on Capitol Hill. At this hour, you can pray about that if you want, I am, to say there is evidence. Help us show you the evidence. Help us understand this needs to be vetted. If 10% of it's true, Donald Trump won. Now, that's a viewpoint not everybody shares. But Mike Powell shares it. Lynn Wood shares it. Sidney Powell shares it. General Mike Flynn shares it. There's some significant stature in that group. They're not taking an oath to the Constitution and the country, but they're talking to people who do. So hopefully they align. That's why I say they're a company worth helping. 800-506-9028. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT or go to MyPillow.com. Okay, to the phones in a moment, but first we had a little scare over the holiday, and that was the man that makes this show go and all of 550 K-Fire, the VP, Big Shot, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, had a heart attack. And when I got that text from his lovely wife, Carrie, my world came to a crashing halt. I'm like, no! And what was it first, Todd? You felt some pains? Tell me about the pains. What did they feel like?
Because we all needed one more thing to go wrong in 2020, right?
Right.
Yeah. So they had 9 inches of heavy, wet snow there, and I shoveled off. They're in a townhome development in Minnetonka, but you have decks, and it's up to you to get your deck shoveled off. And my folks are in their late 70s.
No,
health issues.
No,
I was fine there.
You shoveled for them?
Yeah. Yes.
I have friends that have died from shoveling.
Oh, I know. But you know what? I was fine after that. That wasn't what did it. But right after that, I went down to put a 50-pound bag of water softener salt in the tank of their, whatever you call that, water softener thing. The water softener.
Yeah, I did last night.
And I was seemingly fine after that. I've done that a million times. Never gave it a second thought. And we were going to watch a movie. We sat down to watch a movie, and all of a sudden, everything's spinning. My chest is just, I'm like, what is going on? You know, and
man,
my mother's looking at me, and she said, should I call 911? I said, well, let's be safe. Call 911. So the EMT said, well, I think it's muscular, but we can take you in to get checked out if you want. Yeah, and it turned out I had 100% blockage in one of the arteries. So good thing I went, or I might have went.
Well, my assessment is you're a very good son. That was very nice of you to do. And you obviously didn't know you had 100% blockage.
No. So I had a heart test done 4 or 5 years ago, and they said I had no blockage of it at all. And I'm like, oh, great. Well, I'm all right. Granted, I didn't do a whole lot of athletics in 2020, so I mean, who knows? But
so, Kev, what did a caller, one of your fans, called Kevin just a minute ago or so and said they had some advice from you? What was the advice, Kevin, they wanted for Todd?
Well,
the rehab?
Don't rush rehab. That was my thing.
Oh, it's Kevin's advice.
I've heard from everybody, whether it's your heart, your pulled hamstring, whatever. Don't rush rehab. Take your time.
Yeah, I'm going gently. I mean, fortunately, radio doesn't generally pull muscles unless you're getting out of a chair wrong. So
yeah, right. We did get a ton of emails and calls and stuff.
Oh my gosh,
you well too,
it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was so cool. It was every Facebook post, every update. You know, 1,000+ people in a nanosecond. We're praying. So
I get up in Aberdeen at the in-laws, and I see the. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Could 2020 deal me any more?
I thought then
the best news was you were doing good and you were home. So.
Did you feel noticeably different? By the way, Kevin, if you'd roll on Ron Johnson, he is the senator from Wisconsin. It's probably been the best senator on this fight. He's on Fox right now. I thought he was going to be in this meeting, but maybe he doesn't need to be. But roll on that because I'd like to see what he's saying here on this election commission. And I don't know what I think about this election commission. If the election commission is between now and January 20th, fine. Get some work done short. If it's trust us, we're going to just settle for Biden, and then we'll have an election commission. They can. That's another crap sandwich. No chance. So
you don't think that's exactly what's going to happen?
I don't know. It better not. I know that. And we just had a listener text note said, is FIT, F-I-T, going to hit the Shan, S-H-A-N? So we have another... suggested approach to all this. I don't know. I think it may, and I hope it can. And I have some thoughts on this, but I'm honestly most interested in what you have to say. And we cleared much of the deck today to do just that. So let's get started. We have time for Bob and Fargo to start us off, and then we'll keep rolling here. Bob, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Glad that you're feeling a lot better there, guys.
Thank you.
First, Kelly Armstrong really irritates the world. He's never really been much of a congressman, not like Cramer was. But he's more like a swampy creature. I think we need to get rid of him and then get started over on that side of it. And you can't tell me when the governor and the secretary of state have shares of Dominion, and they showed it, that they say there's nothing here. And the words you said about crappy, whatever, yeah, go ahead. What the heck?
All right, thanks for the crap vote, Bob. Now, let me quickly address what you said. You said Kelly Armstrong's a swamp creature. I don't think we can fairly say that. I know it looks like that, but when we assess the swamp and all the bad in Washington, he'd be in the top 5% of the good, the opposite of it, okay? You can't help but be in the swamp when you're in D.C., and you can't help by getting influenced by your colleagues, and if you're not around your constituents enough, you can sway. I give you that. But I think Kelly Armstrong has a fighting argument to at least be in the top 10% of fighters for President Trump in the House. Remember him on the Judiciary Committee? So let's not say he's a swamp creature. Let's say he needs to think about, yes, the Constitution, but also what people want and find where those two go together. All right? I really think that's important. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Fred, Parker, and Terry, you're next.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Miami-Dade police say two gunmen randomly opened fire at a Miami park on Sunday night, leaving eight people injured, including a 16-year-old boy. The shooting broke out around 7 p.m. local time at Little River Park. The department's public information officer said two individuals walked up to the area and, without provocation, drew weapons and started shooting into the crowd. The suspects are still at large. By a vote of 216 to 209, House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress. 10 former U.S. defense secretaries declared that the U.S. presidential election is over in a public letter published in the Washington Post on Sunday, as President Trump continues to claim election fraud in swing states. A growing number of congressional Republicans are siding with the president and plan to object to Biden's win during Electoral College counting on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Funny. That isn't even remotely funny.
It's, what?
You think that's humor? Playing bumper songs?
It's not my song.
It's Olivia Newton-John, and was the song actually called Heart Attack?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it?
I played it. He had the heart attack.
I know.
Yeah. My body, gosh. My choice.
Got it. All right. We're brought to you today by our friends at the Medora Musical, and not just the Medora Musical. I'm talking about Christmas at Medora, and I get Christmas is in the rearview mirror right now, and there'll be another one soon. But if you need a little Christmas, or maybe you didn't have the Christmas you'd hoped or whatever, to sort of get you going in 2021, I can about guarantee you, if you go to MedoraChristmasLive.com, and download the on-demand production of A Magical Badlands Christmas that shared the spirit and the sounds of the holidays right in Magical Medora with Bill Swanson and all his genius and all the past and present performers of Obama, Medora that you know and love. Don't say anything.
Wow.
In a program filled with, music that touches your heart, good laughs, the wonderful themes of Christmas. This thing's amazing. Tickets are only $25. And I don't know how long that'll be on demand, but I wouldn't wait much longer. MedoraChristmasLive.com. Okay, back to the calls. One other thing the previous caller said was the securities deal. So who owns the companies, for instance, like Dominion? He said, how obvious is that? If they own the company, then that's happening. Partially true. But if I see a stock that's like taking off, what do? I call Brian Kronk at Collins and Kronk because I do want to retire at some point. And I say, Brian, why aren't we in that stock? Because it's like going crazy. And he'll tell me 10 reasons why he knows more than I do, and I always trust him. He's right. But say the company's taking off, and so you buy the stock. Or you say, I'm going to be a stockholder, or I'm a big shot, and I buy up a bunch of it.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yep.
You don't necessarily know how they do what they do. Right? Now, if George Soros founded the company, I'm going to be suspicious because then he probably does. So actually owning the stock is one thing. Having the inside knowledge is the other. Now, Kevin also told me this because I asked him about this very issue. He said the other thing is, a court can compel that kind of information. But I can't just go ask the SEC to tell me, does George Soros own Dominion? There's privacy laws. And there's things. Some of the stock ownership business is obviously public, but not all of it is. And so just to follow up on that point. And I think on whatever we're glomming onto as our best example of why Donald Trump won, it's important for us to do that ourselves so we're sure. I've given up on fact checkers. They're corrupt. From Snopes to the ones Facebook uses. They're a joke. My favorite being is I've really hung on to from the beginning, the number one best chance every legal vote for Trump was not counted, and there was shenanigans on the Biden side, is the voting machines. That's been kind of my thing. So the first day, I don't know, day after the election, that I started doing a little research on the Dominion machines, because I first dismissed it, honestly. I said, I hear that every election, that the voting machines cause this, or every special election or whatever, and it's never proven true, so it must not be true. But I started actually doing a little research on this. And by the way, the official number, thank you, David Royce, who's got a group of folks going to D.C. as well, including his son, Josiah, on a Bismarck bus that we're going to meet up with at some point in Washington, D.C. this week. Yeah, and Kev, remind me, I'm going to kind of have you quarterback that. You're going to be...
Is that TrumpCaravanND.com?
I don't know if that's the one or a different one. There are a lot of them. There's a Minot one. There's a Bismarck one. There's a bunch of them. By my own count, we're about 1,000 North Dakotans that are going.
Yeah.
So
I know of a few buses that are going from Minnesota, too.
Right. I don't know. I told Sidney Powell last night on a conversation I had, thanks to Mike Lindell, he handed her the phone and said, tell her that stat. And I said, my best guess is 10% of North Dakota is going to be there. That's my best guess. How many people is that, Kevin?
Well, it's a population of, I don't know.
700 and some thousand? Yeah, yeah. Simple math.
760,000.
Yep. So 10% is how many?
70,000. 70,000 people.
76,000.
Yeah. Right. I said, if I were to believe my phone and everything else, but I said, I don't want to boast, so I'm going to say 1% of North Dakota is going to be there. How many is that? 70, whatever. 7,000.
Yeah. 7,000, right? Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was
supposed to be no math.
Me either. But my point is, and you know what Sidney Powell said?
What?
That's not a lot of people. Now, she was being funny because she was saying, North Dakota, I'm glad 10% might come, but we need more.
Right.
We need Minnesota. We need South Dakota. We need, you know, and I told her I was going to hold her to that joke and she would have to come on at some point to talk about this, which she has agreed to do, by the way, during our broadcast from Washington, D.C. So that will happen. Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, I'm working on General Flynn, very special guests, because they have taken the time. They have invested their lives in investigating this evidence. And they are being laughed at, scoffed at, berated. And not one single soul should say an ill word about any of them until they can, on black and white paper, tell me how their evidence is wrong. And the reason I believe the Mike Lindell crowd more than I do a member of Congress right now, members of Congress say, states, you do it, courts, you do it, and then when it comes to them, they say, it's not my job to do it. They've maybe looked at a little bit of the evidence, but not a lot of it. So I picked Dominion machines. And David Royce told me he found the official number. 0.74 is the number that was used for Trump votes. So in other words, not again countrywide, but why did Philadelphia go from a 100,000 vote lead for Trump to a Biden win? Late.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people say it was the mail-in ballots because they went so overwhelmingly for Biden versus Trump, it was them. Well, now this, did anybody see the Arizona hearing? We had calls about it last week, so I watched it this weekend. And I forget who, but somebody called in and said they watched the whole hearing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I didn't see it, though.
I didn't either, all of it, but I watched enough of it to be dangerous.
Okay.
And there's a fellow on there by the name of Pulitzer. Remember, Leah, we posted that up on our Facebook page and Twitter and website, am1100theflag.com. It's there right now. It's at Scott Hennen Facebook page, I believe. 9 minutes. Now, it was 9 minutes out of a 45-minute presentation. It was a horrible presentation in the sense that I was so confused. After 45 minutes, I'd lost him. The guy's wicked smart, probably doesn't make a lot of presentations like that in front of a pressure cooker in Arizona, but if you actually take the time to listen to what he said, he's a paper expert, and he can tell you which votes were actually voting ballot paper and which are copies. I don't know how, but he can. If you got the actual ballot, which you're supposed to do, he can tell you. So how many of those 100,000 in Pennsylvania were from that? And how many was this voting machine? When Trump counts 0.74 and Biden counts 1.26. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea if any of what I've just said to you is factually evidence that could be presented to a court like a smoking gun and say, you're right, this happened. I don't know, but I believe it. And the reason I believe it is because whether it's the Dominion machines, whether it's the ballots and the flip in Arizona and, you know, all the states we thought we were going to win that went the other way, how'd that happen? Okay, so you're telling me, first of all, I don't necessarily believe every Democrat, well, I shouldn't say it this way. Let me say it this way. I want to be respectful here. But there's a large swath of the Democratic Party that would be in the, like, AOC, Ilhan Omar group, right? And they largely protest for a living. They're community organizers. That's what they do. It's like the Minneapolis City Council. Go look at the profession of darn near every member of the Minneapolis City Council. You know what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Two words,
yeah.
Community organizer.
Uh-huh.
Fact check me on that one right now, Kevin.
No, you're right. I've read all about those clown shows.
But do me a favor. Count the members of the City Council of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And how many list community organizers their profession? Because I think I saw it with my own eyes, but I want to. So my point is that group, that really way out the group, they have a mob of their own. And the mob of their own wears Black Lives Matter t-shirts and pink hats and screams at people. I'm not so sure they do the mail-in ballot thing, right? I don't know. Do they? Do they actually mail in their ballot? And I don't know. I think they scream more than they send in a mail-in ballot. So my point in telling you this is, if your argument is the mail-in ballots were 99 for one for Trump, that to me is statistically almost impossible. So that's why I tend to believe General Flynn, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, and their crowd. I'm not saying it's just them. There's members of Congress that have gone down to this. But even though I believe in my heart of hearts, because if I pick just one of the 10 accusations, I can run it to ground and find some truth to it. So that's why I believe in my heart of hearts Trump won. And I know a lot of you do too, but what we have to realize is it's not good enough. We got to do everything in our power to say, would you listen to me for 1 minute? What's your best argument that Trump didn't win? The voting machines. That's a crackpot theory. Okay. Can I show you what I know? Mike Lindell put $2 million of his own money into an effort to buy machines and do a full-blown forensic audit on the machines. That's why Sidney Powell keeps saying the Supreme Court's going to decide this, and they aren't going to have a choice but to vote 9-0. Now, I hear that, and my breath goes away, because I think that's an astounding statement. Mike Lindell said at one point, we might have 8 million people at the mall this week. I said, Mike, that's like impossible. I mean, getting a million there is big. So I asked him last night, I said, I don't want to tell my audience who's thinking about taking their life savings and pouring it into a flight just to be there and to be part of this as the president has asked them to do. If I can't tell them they should do that and there will be 8 million people there. He said, well, I wanted 8 there and I don't think we're going to make 8, but I bet we make 2. Folks, if there's a million people there, John Roberts and every member of the Supreme Court, Kelly Armstrong and every member of the House, John Hovind and Kevin Cramer and every member of the Senate, and your South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana delegations, the same, are going to notice. And they're going to recognize we are done with excuses. We're done with the legislature should have done it in the states. The court should have done it. Take the sandwich, eat it, get to a conclusion on the evidence as we know it now, and vote your conscience. That's all we're asking, because we love the Constitution every bit as much as you do. Parker in Fargo, you're up next.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build
held back because this is it, Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. Juventours.com. Juventours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel. 237-9000. Juventours.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga's an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Blinded by the light. Kevin Flynn might be the best bumper dude on the face of the earth. I see what you're doing there. I see what you're doing. Todd, do you see what he's doing there? Turn it up. Blinded by the light. Right there. Who might you be speaking of? The Minneapolis City Council by chance or what?
Yeah, well, that could apply, couldn't it?
Or the Congress? Or
you know,
who?
I'm looking through these. They've got, there's a couple of first ever openly, well, first of all, you got Jeremiah Ellison. It's Keith Ellison's son.
What does he do?
He's the he's on the council.
He's the chair of the Minneapolis City Council, isn't he?
No, he's not the chair. He's okay. On there. But you've got him. You've got Jamal Osmond, who was the a Somali-American politician.
Well, that's
got,
okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Fine. You've got two first openly transgender men on there. You've got
that's okay, but it
founder
probably
of the Green Party in Minnesota.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Lisa Bender would be the you know, she's the president of the council. She's a city council or city planner, and then you got a couple of community organizers, and it's a mishmash of.
Do you see the term community organizer for profession anywhere?
I see, well, the one...
I mean, that what you just described says to me they're community organizers, yeah. But I saw somewhere...
They say community councils.
Oh.
So Longfellow Community Council, one of them. Another one was on a different neighborhood community council.
Well, that's a community organizer.
So that's a community organizer, yeah.
I think there's the proper pronunciation is clownsel, by the way.
Okay. There you go.
Did you then verify what I said to be true, basically, that the Minneapolis City Council is made up of community organizers? Is that true?
Absolutely, okay. Yes.
That's all I'm saying. We need to all do that. When we come up with an allegation, we need to all do that. And I want to be held accountable just as much as anybody else.
Well, you know, when you were talking about elections and integrity all of it?
All I was saying, sorry to interrupt, Kevin.
I just say elections and rules, the committees, the elections and rules committee is chaired by Jeremiah Ellison, vice-chaired by Lisa Bender. You think they're ever going to get that straightened out in Minneapolis?
So tell me who Lisa Bender is again.
Lisa Bender's the chairman of the council, city council.
Okay.
She's a radical.
Is she?
Oh, they all are.
But
yeah.
My point is they're more interested in wearing pink hats.
Yep.
And Black Lives Matter protests,
yep,
than they are in worrying about a mail-in ballot, right? So that's why I think that crowd has influenced that whole... I don't buy the mail-in ballots for 99-1 for Biden. I just don't buy it because that crowd is not into that. They got a different mission. But anyway, that was my point. Okay, first a word about one of our sponsors and then to your calls. And who did I say? Parker in Fargo is next. There's a lot of patriots in this world, and I really appreciate patriots who are good businesses, provide a great service, but fight as hard as we do about everything we care about and have the values. And I could not give a better description of that kind of people than the Herman family and Action Movers. I can't. Steve Herman, Scott Herman, you know, all of his family members involved in this company. Now, if you're moving soon, you can move with a lot of different people. You can move with the neighborhood fellow that, you know, has got a truck and, you know, will help you and you'll get there. You can vote with somebody that says, hey, cross town, cross the nation, we can help. But do they have Action Movers behind them? Do they have Mayflower behind them? Do they have a reputation of doing this since 1932? Do they COVID-proof everything in a legendary a technology that is unbelievable in how they do it to make sure you're safe? Probably not. So if I'm moving, I'm going to call Action Movers. AA, two A's there, Action Movers. So A and then actionmovers.com or call 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. And you can even move for free if you work with them to find a good realtor. They'll tell you about that at actionmovers.com or call 701-566-5532. Parker in Fargo, sorry to keep you waiting. What is on your mind?
So there's two things. Number one being regarding Kelly Armstrong's statement, kind of same thing with the whole North Dakota delegation, and the other part is about the failings of the Republicans. But as far as data points go, I mean, I don't think we should even have to talk about, you know, Dominion does this and yada, yada, yada. You know, if you look at Pennsylvania, the Secretary of State, the governor, and the state Supreme Court broke their own law by extending all these deadlines. So, I mean, what good are deadlines in state stature if they're just going to be ignored? That's one part of the puzzle. And then down in Georgia, in Fulton County, there was 81,000 tabulated votes in Fulton County. Well, of the 81,000, 68,000 are still missing their chain of custody documents. So how can Kelly Armstrong talk about data when he's got all the data in the world in front of him and he's going to go and certify something that is by default breaking its own statute? So that aside, you know, Republicanism is progressivism driving the speed limit. We are still having to deal with abortion. Conservatives have caved on gay marriage, transgender, this and that. We can't even conserve the ladies' room in a Target bathroom. So how are we going to expect Republicans to conserve free and fair elections? So does that mean that come tax season, North Dakotans don't need to file their taxes on the deadline because, well, what the hell are good or deadlines if the people in power are not going to abide by them?
Wow, that's a great question. That's a great point, Parker. And the deadline deal in states, in some cases, wasn't even approved by the legislatures. It was approved by governors alone and like some merger. They used COVID. They used COVID
illegal
to change the deadlines. And by the way, North Dakota did it every bit different than they've ever done because of COVID. Now, some of what we did was a good idea, like having 7 voting places and you can vote at any of them. I love that. Do that again, but, you know, mail-in ballots? I don't know. So you make some very, very good points, Parker. You really do. Read a book called The Lost Speech, Lincoln's Lost Speech. He talks about when the Whig Party went south and they bore the Republican Party, because maybe we're going to get there at some point, too. Only time will tell.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.